There was a fella named Jefferson. We're tearing up in the band. A vocalizing phenomenon. They used to call the main man. He would think like a sage, sing like a horn. And there on the stage, something special was born. He would swing, did-do-dat. He was the cat. He sang with Mooney in 57. He put a lyric to bop. When little Benny came down from heaven, he put it over the top. Jazz was hot in the east, cool in the west. But his vocalese, it was simply the best. Because man couldn't be scat, he was the cat. And he was hip-hop-wise as an old man, taking a trip to celebrate. Cold man, let me rip.
Welcome, everybody, to the Friday night WPSU Jazz Show for April 16th. I'm your host, BB. And I have a show for you that is consists entirely of live recordings of jazz. And, of course, that means cutting out some of the great work in the 20s and early 30s. And some would say studio recordings were really live in that era anyway. There was no overdubbing, etc. But at any rate, I'm going to start out with, indeed, one of the earlier recording, the earliest in my show anyway, and that is Benny Goodman's famous Carnegie Hall concert. Innovative as well, because the idea of concert jazz was not well established. It was still a jazz, still a dance music mostly. And we will hear, again, taking advantage of the live format, we will hear a jam session really on the tune Honeysuckle Rose, where Count Basie and members of the Count Basie Orchestra join Benny Goodman and his crew for improvisational jazz. So here's Honeysuckle Rose, Benny Goodman, Carnegie Hall, 1938. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Harry James leading out the Benny Goodman, Count Basie Jam Collective on Honeysuckle Rose, Carnegie Hall, 1938. First of our live show this evening, up till midnight. I'm BB, your host on WPSU Jazz. This is WPSU at 100.9 in Bradford and 91.5 in Bald Eagle. Or tell your smart speaker to play WPSU. Tomorrow evening on WPSU, hear All Things Considered at 5 p.m. NPR's It's Been a Minute with Sam Sanders at 6, The Moth Radio Hour at 7, American Roots at 8, and our own Live and Local Blues show at 10 p.m. That's tomorrow evening here on Public Radio, WPSU. Right now it's Live and Local Jazz, and we are listening to some live recordings. One of the premier venues for jazz in New York City is, of course, Birdland, except there appear to be two Birdlands, one on 52nd, one on 44th. I'm not sure of the whole history there, but at any rate, we will begin this next set with Lester Young, who played at Birdland in the 1950s. And this is from a radio broadcast from either 1953 or 56. I'm not sure which. And it opens with the Lullaby Birdland, then goes into Three Little Words. We'll follow that with the person who wrote Lullaby of Birdland, George Shearing, and his quintet, also appearing live at Birdland. But again, I think it's a different locale. And he's playing Lullaby of Birdland. So here's Lester Young at Birdland in New York.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, from coast to coast, ABC Radio Network brings you the music of Lester Young and his quintet, coming to you from the jazz corner of the world, Birdland, right here in New York City, right on Broadway, too, between 52nd and 53rd Street, and coming your way transcribed, brought to you by the ABC Radio Network in cooperation with the United States Treasury Department and the American Federation of Musicians, James C. Petrillo, President. All right, so much for our theme, Lullaby of Birdland. We get down to business right now. Lester Young, the quintet. Let's get started right away with Three Little Words. Mm-hmm. Three Little Words, Lester Young and his quintet right here from Birdland.
I have been arguably credited with having written some 300 songs, 299 of which enjoyed a rather bumpy ride from relative obscurity to total oblivion. Here's the other one. See how wrong you can be sometimes. Okay, well, give me the real one.
George Shearing Quintet doing Shearing's own Lullaby of Birdland at Birdland, recorded in 2000. I'm BB. I'm bringing you the jazz music this Friday evening on WPSU. We're going to move now to a festival, another venue for live recordings, live performances, and maybe the most famous jazz festival in the world is Montreux in Switzerland. So we'll hear a couple of, been going for many years, many decades, so we'll go all the way back to Ella Fitzgerald, a concert, I believe, from the 70s. She'll do Let's Do It, Let's Fall in Love. And then we'll hear from Abdullah, the South African pianist, Abdullah Ibrahim, with his interesting fusion jazz, incorporating a lot of African traditional rhythms and harmonies. Some sampling of the Montreux repertoire here. Here's Ella Fitzgerald.
Streak here. When the little bluebird who has never said a word starts to sing, spring, spring. When the little blue bell in the bottom of the dell starts to ring, ding, ding. When the little blue clerk in the middle of his work sings a song to the moon up above, it is nature that's all simply telling us to fall in love. And that's why birds do it, bees do it, even educated fleas do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. In Spain, the best upper sets do it. Lithuanians and let's do it, let's fall in love. The Dutch in old Amsterdam do it, not to mention the Finns. Folks in Siam do it. Think of Siamese twins. Some Argentines without means do it. People say in Boston even beans do it. Let's do it. Oyster Bay, do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Cold Cape Cod clams gets their wish. Do it. Even lazy jellyfish do it. Electric eels
bring me Shad Row. Come on and bring me Shad Row. In shallow shows, English souls, do it. Go fish in the privacy of boats. Do it. Let's do it. Let it fall all in love. Now if the birds and the bees and the trees do it, the monkeys and the birds, bees do it. In Watergate, they quarrel, but they do it. And if they can make up and still do it, baby, how about me and you?
Alonzo Gardner on bass. On drums, Andre Strobit. On reeds, Carlos Ward. On trombone, Craig Harris.
Abdullah Ibrahim and his band that he introduced at the beginning of that cut at Montreux Jazz Festival, and that was a piece called Homecoming Song. Thanks for listening to Public Radio WPSU at 91.5 in Lamont, 90.1 in Smethport, and 106.7 in Altoona. You can hear an archived recording of tonight's and recent WPSU jazz shows at wpsu.org/jazz. And you can hear jazz 24/7 on WPSU3, one of our HD radio signals available on air and online at wpsu.org. I'm Bibi. I'm bringing you the jazz music this evening and restricting my selections to live performances. Going back to New York now, so many great jazz venues in New York, a couple of them at least have Village at the front. We'll hear later some things from the Village Gate. Then there's another club called the Village Vanguard. And so I'm going to close out this hour with J.J. Johnson's performance at Live at the Village Vanguard, doing Johnson, of course, a jazz trombonist, one of the foundational jazz trombonists, and he'll be doing Shortcake in this cut. Thank you. This is WPSU State College and WPSX Kane, listener-supported public radio for Central and Northern Pennsylvania, an outreach service of Penn State.